Welcome to the Darden Business Cast, the 10-minute weekly podcast that features the events, news, and newsmakers of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business. Thanks for listening. I'm Ken White. Today's podcast is the first of the new school year. It was posted on August 22, 2008. The Darden Business Cast headlines today include, Welcome to the Class of 2010, Advice from the Dean, A Tough Blow at the Olympics, and our interview guests will discuss Embracing the Weird. Well, the new students heard from a handful of Darden leaders, including the Associate Dean for Diversity, Martin Davidson, who encouraged those in attendance to embrace the weird. Professor Davidson joins us on the Darden Business Cast. Welcome to the podcast. This is your first time here as a guest.
It is my first time.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
The reaction to your presentation was really something. I mean, not only did the people obviously enjoy it while they were listening, but a number of students even blogged about it. I don't know if you've seen that.
I've noticed that. Yeah,
the Embrace the Weird was great. Can you tell us what that's about and how that fits into the diversity initiative and what your message was?
Sure. It's one of the most important messages about diversity that I think there is. And that's just the whole idea that it's the people who are on the margin, the people who are a little bit different, the people who don't seem to fit, who oftentimes have the great ideas, have the interesting input, who help us see whatever we're trying to do in a different way. They're the real resource, oftentimes. It's great to have the comfort of people who are like you, but right. When you have that one person who's different, that's what's exciting.
And your advice was to seek that person out, talk to them.
Absolutely, absolutely. Those people are going to be present all the time. We're all annoyed by somebody. we always see that. And if you can find that person and learn from that person, that's the real opportunity.
I thought it was real interesting the way you explained how everyone is diverse, because I think when people hear that word, a lot of people feel I'm not a part of that. How did you explain that to the students?
You know, the thing about diversity is that every one of us has a variety of different characteristics and qualities that come into play in how we are and what we do. And when I was talking to the students, I always like to highlight folks, especially people who think they don't have any diversity. A lot of times those are our colleagues, our white male colleagues, for example.
Right.
And so I just talked about the whole idea of height and the extent to which how tall you are can sometimes have a real impact on whether or not you're in senior executive positions, and that there isn't any good reason for that.
Yeah.
Certainly not in terms of running a company, but it is a fact of life, and it's useful to understand that.
I thought it was interesting when you were talking, one of your points was to seek out people, you know, who are different from you. When you were, I don't know if you could see the audience, but did you notice there were little pockets here and there? Not many, but there were some pockets of people who looked awful similar to one another sitting around the room.
Absolutely. No, I could see what was interesting. It's all figure ground, isn't it, right, Ken? I could see sort of lots of pockets of certain people who looked different, then one big pocket of people who looked the same.
Yeah.
And that was always very interesting. But actually, that's exactly what was going on in the audience. And I was just challenging people not to give that up. It's important to find commonality, but also to try and learn from people who are different and to actually inquire about what's different instead of what's the same.
What were you trying to get across to this class? They're brand new. There's a whole bunch of them, and a great class. We're excited to have them here. But what was it as the Associate Dean for Diversity you were hoping they took away?
My thinking about this is it's the beginning of a larger strategy for the entire enterprise, which is really about how we build a capability for difference, for dealing with difference, for engaging difference, and for leveraging difference. My message to the students was, you're just at the beginning of the journey at Darden. So what do you need to do to start out? So there were some basic skills, some basic practices that they can try out to help get them going.
Now, this is a big job, and you were named to the post officially, I guess, July 1 when the new fiscal year came. And I assume it's incredibly overwhelming when you look at the big picture, but what are some of the things you'd like to do to get started as our new associate dean?
The things that I'm paying biggest attention to at this point are, first and foremost, strategy. What is it that we're trying to do around diversity and difference that connects to the strategy of the school? It's one of my most important points whenever I'm working in this job or in my consulting or in my research, that's critical. That said, once we have that strategy down, we're going to be looking at specific activities. What is it that we need to do to further that strategy? How is it that we need to, for example, build representation in our institution of people of color, underrepresented minorities, women, folks of international backgrounds? We're going to look at that. We're going to look at what kinds of activities and learning can we sort of foster. Various events. We have a series of events that are set up this year at this point, I think, is running at 5 events. One of the most significant of ones is going to be the University of Virginia Symposium on Race and Society.
Yeah.
That's going to take place on March 20th and 21st. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be a series of opportunities for everyone in our community, not just students, but also faculty, administration, everyone, to engage in some learning about difference.
You, from time to time, I've heard you in some meetings, just briefly mention some of the cool stuff you do in your consulting. What are some of the things you've experienced there that you can bring here?
I think that one of the things that I've seen there is the work with leadership and how it is that I can engage and work with leaders to help set a tone. Mm-hmm. Bob Bruner is fabulous at this. He's really making ongoing progress and has really moved the institution in many good ways. And he'll be the first to agree we have a lot farther to go.
Sure.
So the opportunity to carry some of what I've learned about how to work with leaders around mm-hmm. this right here to the school, I think will be really helpful.
Starts at the top, doesn't it?
It really does.
Associate Dean for Diversity at Darden, Martin Davidson, thank you very much for joining us. Hope to have you back a couple times throughout the school year.
You bet, Ken. I really enjoyed it.
And Martin will be launching a diversity blog soon on the Darden website. Keep an eye out for that.